This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
We have a text message because you need something solved. And that's what it's all about. Text Roulette is what we call it. And it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We will spin the text wheel and
27.
Land on number 27. So we go to our little text screen here. We do a little refresh.
I know I'm watching these texts because a lot of them just came in the last 5 minutes because you all are getting used to the fact that we do this at 6:20 and 8:20.
And you're all really, really helpful no matter what the issue is, whether it's family or whether it's the workplace. And this one looks like it's the workplace. What do I do about people trying to run me out of the workplace?
Huh? Well, that doesn't sound very good.
I work in healthcare as a caregiver. I think it's because I'm new and it's like hazing, I feel.
Wait, well then hazing, that's illegal. You can't be doing that at the workplace. Are they just feeling like they're getting ganged up on? They're feeling like they're the target of these things.
I just started about a month ago, but my coworkers haven't been real receptive of me. They talk about me. And one coworker even threatened to fight me? Why would... It's the workplace. Why would they be doing...
This is a bad workplace, and you should be glad they're trying to push you out because you should be getting out.
You think so?
You don't want to be there for that?
I don't think you should be leaving just yet.
And you need to document everything. Keep a detailed, private log of everything that's going on, when it happened, what was said to you, who said what, who heard it,
why, if you're going to be leaving. You just said you wanted to leave.
Because you need to protect yourself in this case, too.
I would be going to HR.
If you want to stay, you need to start talking to people that can intervene because this is not okay.
It's not okay at all.
And this is in the healthcare field?
Yeah, but what does this person do about it? What do I do about people trying to run me out of the workplace? Are they trying to just be really tough on the new coworker here? It's a caregiver. I work in the healthcare as a caregiver. I think it's because I'm new and it's like they feel like it's hazing. Just started about a month ago, but coworkers haven't been receptive of them at
all. And it sounds like you probably don't have an ally yet, so you don't really have that best friend at work. How can you speak up about this? But there needs to be some kind of trusted supervisor or HR that you can go to.
And that's
about this, and identify what's going on. Are they gossiping about you? Are they spreading lies? Are they ganging up on you? Are they undermining your work? Are they making false accusations?
Some person even threatened to fight
then
them.
This is a hostile work environment.
And you said to go ahead and leave, Elizabeth. But
if they work in healthcare, isn't healthcare looking for people to work for them all the time?
Taking care of those who need help. This person needs help. She's offering help. I mean, you're offered help. You get,
and I'm sorry that this is happening where you work because this is not okay and should not be what's going on. This is not a healthy work environment at all.
Has anybody else dealt with this type of situation and what did you do? Maybe you can help this person out. 414-432-1099. call and let us know your story. How can you help this person out? What do I do about people trying to run me out of the workplace? Healthcare giver. They think it's because they're new and it feels like hazing. Just started about a month ago. Coworkers haven't been real receptive of me.
Oh.
They talk about me.
I mean, are they intimidated by you? Aren't you there to do a job? Aren't you there to hopefully take some of the work off of their plate?
Y'all are going to have to try and help with this one. 414-432-1099. Yeah, maybe some people have been through this type of situation. Maybe you're in HR. You can stay anonymous when you call in and just say, yeah, this is how I would deal with this situation. Or maybe you've been in a hostile
work
environment.
There are so many jobs out there. I have a hard time thinking this is the only job that they have to work. And it might be time to just go work someplace else.
Or maybe try and clean up what's going on there. You know, heard about people doing that, going to the higher ups. Look, this ain't working. This is what's happening. And Elizabeth, you said to like document things.
Supervisors are going to want to know this is going on if they aren't aware. And if they're in on this,
hope so.
If they're in on this, get out of it.
Your calls and opinions coming up next after a break from our sponsors.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What do you do about people trying to run you out of the workplace? It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar, and that was the text that we have received about a month ago. This person got a job, but the coworkers haven't been real receptive of them. They talk about them behind the back, and one coworker even threatened to fight them. What is
it's
going
insane.
On here? Megan, what do you think about the situation? Have you been in something similar to this?
Yeah, I actually went through the same thing. I've been there for longer than that, but I work in healthcare as well. And I actually had to talk to my supervisor yesterday about it, but it was like the third time it's happened.
Can you say what happened?
It was gossiping and saying untrue things about my work performance.
Oh, that is not okay. That is not okay.
What?
And did you feel comfortable going to your supervisor about this?
I did.
Okay.
It's a new supervisor. I had been working with my old supervisor with previous problems I've had with this person. But after I went in yesterday to talk to her or to him, I felt, I kind of said, she's been talked to before. We're, how are we going to hold her accountable now?
Good question.
So once you can get that, I think, I felt a lot better about it because I had never asked that before. Like, how are we going to have her? It was always, oh, we'll talk to her. And there was no follow-up, and it would continue.
And now you said, okay, now I want to know what's going to happen. And it's almost like this new supervisor's like, okay, well, we are going to do something about it rather than just words.
Right. And I think once I was able to get him to say she will be held accountable, I felt a lot better. Like, I have felt so much better. This happened yesterday, so I don't know if it worked yet, but...
Yeah, give it some time.
That was a huge thing for me to make me feel better, to get my supervisor to tell me that she will be held accountable this time.
Well, you're going to have to stay in touch with us and let us know.
Let us know what ends
go.
Up happening there. Yeah. And for this mixed listener, it is important to go to that trusted supervisor or HR. But what would need to happen for you to feel like this has been resolved? What would a win look like for you in this?
Just for me to be respected by her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a toxic work environment, so...
Has this person been there, you said, much longer than you? Is she worried that you're coming for her job?
No, we are the same.
You're even, okay. All right. I didn't know if, you know, sometimes people go, oh, probably going to try and replace me with somebody new.
What do you think is the cause of this coworker treating you this way? If it's not jealousy or insecurities.
Well, I don't know if it's a strong person. I'm also a happy person, and I think she's jealous of that.
Yeah.
She's not a very happy person. I think it's more just her not being happy and insecure with herself.
Are you heading into work right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're hoping for positive things today.
We are.
Okay,
and me too. What are next steps if it doesn't work out, though?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna just take it as it comes.
Okay,
smart.
I mean, there are options, other jobs, and also I could escalate it and go into HR as well. So I'm not sure. Hopefully I won't have to go there yet.
Yeah, but you did the right thing to speak up, and that's what this mixed listener needs to do too.
And thank you so much for sharing this, because this mixed listener may say, okay, you know what? I heard what Megan said, and I'm going to try the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Megan. Yeah. Good luck today at work.
Thank you.
And Text Roulette continues with Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous.
What's going on with you? What do you think about this mixed listener who said people are trying to run me out of the workplace?
Okay, so I've been in the human services field for over 35 years, and unfortunately, where I work, that's not uncommon for people to get into physical altercations and verbal altercations.
Oh.
Unfortunately, that is not uncommon these days. However, I do want to say that there is also two sides to a story, right? We don't know if she came in having a chip on her shoulder. Some people come into this field saying, oh, I know what I'm doing.
They kind of rub people the wrong way right off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think that was a great recommendation that you had said for her to document everything that's going on who she has talked to, when she's talked to them, and what they said, was there any follow-up? She has a paper trail.
And that's what Elizabeth was saying.
Receipts, keep the receipts.
Got the receipts here.
And you know, thank you for calling in and sharing what you've seen in your workplace, which, as unfortunate as it is, can hopefully show this person that this isn't okay, and it's right to speak up about it, because these types of work situations and environments need to end. It's toxic. That's not healthy. And they're in healthcare? Are you kidding me? You're trying to help people?
Well, and we've got a text that says, my daughter works in healthcare. It happens in healthcare a lot, which is unfortunate. Just like our anonymous caller said, we can't be having that happen.
Try to find that trusted supervisor or HR, have things documented, and start the conversation to end this. And if it doesn't change, you've got to get out of there and work someplace else.
Well, and we'll send the audio to our mixed listener, although... if they're still listening, that's great. But you can also have the audio. We'll send you the link. That way you can kind of listen to it on your own time and really help your brain kind of say, you know what? I do need to do this. Do need to do what Elizabeth said. Document things. Go to HR. Go to your supervisor and hopefully things will work out, and hopefully they'll stay in contact with us. And that's how it works. It's text roulette, Mix Family, helping the Mix Family. And if you have a problem, go ahead and text your question in, 414-432-1099. We could land on your text and share it with our Mix Family for advice for your problem.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.